This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
This news now from the Department of Phone Calls You Don't Want to Get. Calls from debt collectors telling you you owe money. According to a new report, more than a third of all Americans with credit files had some kind of debt in collection last year, getting those phone calls. And all told, that's about 77 million consumers. The Urban Institute partnered with Encore Capital Group. That's the country's largest publicly traded buyer of consumer debt. They did the study together. And Marketplace's Chrissy Clark puts it in context.
When you have a debt that's sent into collection, you basically become, for the debt collector, a name on a spreadsheet.
My name is Gustavo Montoya. I work in the emergency room as a certified nursing assistant.
Gustavo Montoya's name ended up on one of these spreadsheets a few years ago. He'd taken a loan for $3,000 from Wells Fargo to help pay for living expenses while he was in school. Then, in 2011, he was contacted by another company he'd never even heard of who'd bought his debt. It turns out the selling of debt is common practice. The new company called him every day, and then another one did. He tried to explain that the economy was still bad, he was trying to find a job.
I was finding difficulty gaining employment. It was really stressful.
Beyond the stress, Suzanne Martindale with Consumers Union says falling into collection can have big repercussions. It can affect your credit score, your ability to get a loan in the future, even your ability to get a job.
But what can also happen is that debt may be passed around from one collector to another. It may be sold to another debt buyer. So you may find in a matter of months or a few years that there are different people from different companies all contacting you, claiming that they're the people that you owe the debt to.
Mark Schiffman is with the Association of Credit and Collection Professionals, an industry group. He says the collections process can be stressful, but it's also important to help keep the economy moving.
Businesses use those monies to pay their bills, to pay rent, to keep operational costs, to pay salaries.
But it seems these days just collecting the loans themselves can be big business, too. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.